Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News right here on 720 WGN. My name is Eric Rung, filling in for Steve Bertrand today. Well, he left Congress to help Puerto Rico rebuild after devastating hurricanes. Then most recently, he's had some harsh words for Kim Fox's office and handling of some police-involved shootings, and has also been calling for the Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara to resign. We are talking about former Congressman Luis Gutierrez. He is our guest. And Congressman, thanks for joining us here on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Well, where should we start? Let's start with the most recently here. You've really had some harsh words for Kim Fox's office concerning the Adam Toledo case. He is the 13-year-old that was shot and killed by police after a foot chase in Little Village. It appears from the body camera video that Toledo had tossed a gun less than a second before the shot was fired. So what did Kim Fox's office do wrong here?
First, they should have never demonized this kid and basically silenced the community after the shooting of Adam. I know I was silenced. I kept hearing time and time again that this was an armed confrontation. Now, you just said that Adam got rid of the gun, so it couldn't have been an armed confrontation because nobody has ever said he pointed a gun. He got rid of the gun. He was running away because a coward gangbanger gave a 13-year-old, which they do all of the time. They manipulate, they exploit young people in our community, both boys and girls, both women and men, as they go about their criminal enterprise. So they gave this 13-year-old boy, let's remember what he was, a boy, a 13-year-old boy, and the police officer shot him. So when her top lieutenant kept repeating that, I said, wow, you know, Adam must have had a gun. He must have pointed it at the police officer, because WGN reported those words, as the rest of the city of Chicago news media. And then when State Attorney Fox said that she didn't see the video, I was a little taken aback, because I said to myself, wow, I remember standing alongside of Kim Fox and resigning from the Anita Alvarez campaign after it was revealed to all of us clearly that for a year she hid the video of the murder of Laquan McDonald. She hid it for a year. And as soon as it was released, because a reporter, someone from the news media, finally demanded from the courts the release, she indicted the police officer within a day.
Well, I remember being at that press conference. Yeah, there was a lot of questions about that, that's for sure. And just to refresh people's memory here, too, on the Toledo case, you'll remember the mayor had also said, before the video was released, we're going to find out who put the gun into Adam's hand. And then you also had the prosecutor, one of Kim Fox's prosecutors, come out and say that he had a gun in his hand when he was shot. It almost was putting out there the story, whether it was a mistake or what have you, to kind of get in front of any protests. Do you think that was the case?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a pretty seasoned veteran. I'm sure you'll agree. And
I would agree.
I was silenced. I said, "Don't say anything, Luis. Wait for the video to be released. Don't say anything." So for 2 weeks, I was silenced. Look, that was what happened. I reached out, as I said, last Sunday. I would reach out to the state's attorney, Kim Fox. And to her credit, she was very kind and generous and reached out to me on Monday. I am going to see her next week. I said, state's attorney, Madam State's Attorney, you pick the time, you pick the place. I'm looking forward to opening up a new line of dialogue between you and me, and hopefully between a community which wants to rest assured that you're going to be a champion for our civil rights, for our rights against police misconduct, and for a criminal justice system that is truly fair and equitable.
Former Congressman Luis Gutierrez is my guest. Of course, now we have another police-involved shooting fatal police-involved shooting with Anthony Alvarez. A lot of information still coming out on that as well. The body camera just came out this week. How do you think the handling of that case has gone?
Well, I will say that I am, how would I say this? I want to use the right adverbs. I am I'm happy, right? I am that the mayor of the city of Chicago took immediate steps to talk to the family, to issue a joint release with the family, which I join. I want to join Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Alvarez family in calling for peaceful demonstrations. I think the community has responded accordingly in a very peaceful manner to let their voices be heard. So I'm happy with the quickness and with which the mayor sat down with the family and got this release so that they can see what has occurred here. So on the one end, that's a very positive step in the right direction. But, you know, I was heartbroken to see another young Latino killed by a police officer. Police are supposed to protect our community, not kill. Let's remember, all from what we know about Anthony Alvarez, he was a loving father who went to work every day. We don't know much more. But in the wake of this tragedy, just think about it. It's so hard to fathom that the Fraternal Order of Police President, Catanzara, described it as a, quote, 100% good shooting. This was this reckless kind of, how would I say this, these reckless statements and assertions, all they do is fuel unrest in an already restless community. In 1 week, our Chicago residents have been traumatized twice by what I believe most of us, if looking at this objectively, would say were avoidable deaths of Chicago citizens. And so all I'm saying is, when you have the FOP chief says 100% good shooting, listen, Mr. FOP chief president, we pay the salaries of those Chicago police officers. You can't be running around town saying 100% good shooting. And because what you're saying is, the next time, even if somebody has their back to you, Chicago police officer, it's okay for you to shoot them, which clearly is demonstrated in the video that I saw, and then I believe everybody else in the city of Chicago saw. Look, I think that is part of the problem, that we have people like the FOP president making these kinds of statements, and then, of course, which he can do, it's his First Amendment right, go and say, we're going to put all our money and all our power behind President Trump, a president that said this about both Adam and Alvarez, right? Mexicans are murderers, rapists, and drug dealers, and we need to build a wall and get rid of them. That's what the president of the United States says. That's who this Fraternal Order of Police president endorsed, put money behind. And, you know, I'm really tired of hearing the leadership of the police union make these kinds of statements. Here's what I'd like to see. Two things. Let's take a map of the city of Chicago and let's see what wards the thousands and thousands of Chicago police officers live in. Number one. And then let's have a list over the last 20 years. I'm not going to go back to 25, 30 years. That's last 20 years. How much wrongful death at the hands of Chicago police officers have cost us? How much police brutality has cost us, both in terms of life and in terms of dollars that the taxpayers have had to put forward? And I think we need to begin to evaluate that, Mr. Catanzara, right? Before you start talking about 100% good shooting. Someone died. Somebody's going to lose their, a little girl doesn't have a father. Mother and dad don't have a son. There are aunts and uncles. There's a family grieving. And what do? You put salt in that wound, right? Why? Because you live nowhere near the neighborhoods where those Chicago police officers are patrolling. You hide. You put yourself on the far northwest side and the far southwest side in very segregated neighborhoods. And then you want to come to us when somebody is killed in a Latino neighbor and said 100% good shooting.
Yeah, right. And you know, you are by far not the only one calling for John Catanzara to either be resigned or fired. That's good. For sure.
You know, can I say something? I did that on my own. I didn't know that others would even think of it, right? But I'm happy. That's good. That means we're headed in the right direction. Voices are coming together.
All right. We got to leave it there. Former Congressman Luis Gutierrez, thank you so much for joining us here on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Hey, listen, have me back. I'd love to.
Always happy to have you. All right. On the other end of the break, we're going to get a check of news with Ryan Burrow.